AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. 8 backcountry skiers have been found dead and one remains missing after a California avalanche. Julie Walker has the latest.
Rescue turns to recovery near Lake Tahoe. Captain Rusty Green with the Nevada County Sheriff's Office.
It was reported by the individuals that survived that they were attempting to go out as a group, that someone saw the avalanche, yelled avalanche, and then it overtook them. Rather quickly.
3 of the 9 people killed were working for Blackbird Mountain Guides. Nevada County Sheriff Shannon Moon said investigators would look into the decision to proceed with the trip despite the forecast for relentless weather.
Clearly, we were able to communicate with them during the avalanche. What kind of communication lines they had as they were out in on their 3-day tour trip, you know, I can't speak to that. Those are all questions that we're asking.
6 people survived. I'm Julie Walker.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg took the stand in a Los Angeles courtroom today in a lawsuit seeking to hold social media companies responsible for harms to children who use their platforms. Zuckerberg was quizzed on young people's use of Instagram, his congressional testimony, and internal advice he's received to be authentic and not robotic. Les Wexner, the billionaire behind the retail empire that includes Victoria's Secret and Abercrombie & Fitch, has told members of Congress he was duped by a world-class con man, his financial advisor, Jeffrey Epstein. Annette Donahue reports.
The Transportation Department says more than 550 commercial driving schools that train truckers and bus drivers must close after investigators found they employed unqualified instructors and had other safety issues. The department has been aggressively going after states that handed out commercial driver's licenses to immigrants who shouldn't have qualified. I'm Ed Donahue.
At the Olympics, 2 men's quarterfinal hockey games went to overtime, Canada beating Czechia 4-3 and the U.S. beating Sweden 2-1. This is AP News. Minutes from the Federal Reserve's last meeting show many officials looking to see inflation ease further before they'll support more interest rate cuts. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, led by more gains from NVIDIA. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Wednesday. The index pulled a bit closer to the all-time high it set last month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 129 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.8%. NVIDIA climbed 1.6%. Facebook parent company Meta Platforms said it would use millions of NVIDIA's chips in its AI data centers. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market after a handful of reports on the U.S. economy came in better than expected. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.08%. Seth Sutel, New York.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.